Yeraisa.
Yeah. Okay, Chazor, today's Vov Amud Beis. Well, and the first half of Zayin Amud Aleph, right? Because we chopped an Amud and a half yesterday. We're mamish the very top line of Vov Amud Beis. If you remember, we're in the discussions of who were the two Amroim? Reb Zera and Reb Simon Ardo. And whether a boil nida does it have the same din like a nida that they can't go to the mikvah until Leo Ches, or is he able to go to the mikvah still on Yoim Zayim? Which we brought a raya from this case of the Brice that said a boil nida ketomei mace. The Chara Gemara said, that's telling you the Trilasa, that boil nida is like a tomei mace, that he could go to the mikvah on Yoim Zayim. Really, it's not discussing the tefillah, it's discussing the tumah to tell you that just like a tameh meis is a rishon, is an avatumah, and tameh for 7 days, so too a boil nida is tameh for 7 days, is an avatumah. The problem is that's not a chiddush because the pasuk says that. You're right, sefer tzrichle, second line of avon beis. Sefer tzrichle, the ikar chiddush of the braisa is the sefer. The braisa continues and says, Elo shechomer mimenu boil nida shematame mishkav moishav. That what even though a boil nida is like a tomei mace, but not totally like a tomei mace, because what a boil nida has a bigger chumra over a tomei mace than it's metame mishkav moishav. He's metame mishkav moishav even when he's sitting or laying on something. He's metame it even if he's not actually touching it, not like a tomei mace. But that tumas mishkav moishav is not the chumra to a mishkav moishav. It's only a mishkav moishav that's metame a tuma kala. To metame foods and drinks, not to metame people, not like other mishkav moishavs. Okay, fourth line from the top of Avon Beis Toshma. The Tanya Reb Chiya, and this is the final raya. The Tanya Reb Chiya, Hazov, Vahazov, Vahamitzoyra, Vahamitzoras, Uboil Nido, Vitami Meis, Tvilos and Beyoim, all of these people, their Tvila is Beyoim by the day. Nida v'yeledes, a nida and yeledes, tefilos and balada, their tefila, they go to the mikvah only at night, meaning after the 7 days, leoches, teyufta, this is the final teyufta, it's a kash on Rebsim in Ardo, a riot to Rebzerom, that even though boil nida has tumas nida, but still not mamish like the nida, he still can go to the mikvah on Yoim Zayin, does not have to wait until leoches, period. So the Gemara, v'ach atam afrishim metumas beisoy, hifrishayim metumas hameis. What the Mishnah is explaining, we're mafrishim from his wife because of tumas beisoy, because there's tumas nido. Why? Why are we not mafrishim as tumas meis? And like Rashi explains, you should separate him from everybody. You should put him into isolation where nobody should come near him because maybe that person will die and it become tumas meis. Omrab Tachlifa Avud Ravuna Mishmedarovam, Zoisai Maris, Tumas Hamis, Hutra Hibit Zimber. Tumas Hamis is Hutra Hibit Zimber, totally mutter. If, when it comes to a Zimber, as in the whole Zimber is talking, or a carbon Zimber, which on Yom Kippur it's a carbon Zimber that we're talking about the Kohen Gadol doing, Tumas Hamis would be totally Hutra. We don't have to concern ourselves with it at all. Therefore, that's not a concern. As opposed to Tumas Nida and those types of Tumas of Yotzel of Miguvoy, that's not Hutra Ben Zibur. That's why being Mafrish Mi Beisei as Tumas Nida is a concern. As Tumas Hamis is not a concern. Even if we say Tumas Hameis, it's not a hutra, it's not totally mutter, it's dechuya, it's pushed away, meaning b'di'evit, if you have to, you do it. But you would still try to do every, eitzah to be able to do it b'tayra, but then a hutra kushal aduchta, so maybe we should put this koyin godo in isolation for 7 days, so that there's no chance of Tumas Hameis coming on him. So he said, lost the place. Ravina Amar, afilu teima Tumas Hameis dechuya hibit zibar. It's a hodja kosher odochta. No. Tumas hameis lo shchicha. Tumas beis is shchicha. Tumas meis is not shchiach. We're not concerned someone's going to drop dead right next to him. It's not a concern. Tumas beis or tumas nida is more shchiach. Like the Tvos speaks out, that's also not shchiach, but at least it's more shchiach. And therefore, we were concerned about tumas beis, but we're not concerned about tumas meis. Itmar. Now we're going to spend the next blot discussing this. Tumas hameis, Rav Nachman omer hutra hibit zibar, Rav Sheshes omer dechuya hibit zibar. Rav Machloik is omer tumas meis, like we know a carbon, we're talking about a zibar or a carbon zibar, and we'll even classify it a little bit more as time goes on. Rav Nachman says it's hutra, again, hutra means it's totally mutter, we don't concern ourselves, like even lechatchila, it's not a problem once they're tamei. Rav Sheshes said dechuya, it's pushed away, if you need to, it's like b'di'evit, if you need to, if you don't have an eitzah to do a beheter. What? we'll see examples. If you're able to find another kohen who's tar, find the kohen who's tar. If Nachman says no problem. If it's a carbon zebra, or if the zebra is tamei, no problem. Even a kohen that's tamei is allowed to lechatchila. You don't have to work to find a heter. Right? Tchulia would mean you still should try as hard as you could to do it b'taira. You can't. You have no answer. You could do it b'tuma. But Reb Nachman saying hutra, it's totally mutter. No problem. Don't concern yourself at all. So at the Gemara, kuli amalei pligi. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Heicha de'ika tameiv utoherim bahu beis av. In a case where in that beis av that's serving on that day in the beis hamikdash, there's kohanim who are tamei and kohanim who are tar. Then kuli amalei pligi de'toherim avi tameiv le'avdi. Then the Gemara in this lashon is saying Reb Nachman is moide over here, even though he says hutra he b'tzibur. But if it's so easy, so simple, you have kohanim toherim in this beis av itself. So of course, go use the kohen tahorim. There's no reason not to. But keep ligi lahaduri al asuyu tahorim beis av achrino. We are the arguing, bringing. So this whole beis av is all tamei, but you could go and bring a kohen tar from a different beis av. Reb Nachman Omer hetri he betzibur v'loy manchrino. No kohen tumas hutra. You don't even have to go find the kohen from another beis av. Reb Sheshes Omer tchuyi betzibur. It's all tchuyi umahaduri, and therefore you should go find if you could get a kohen from another beis av. That's his first girsa. The second girsa, Ikad Amri, says of Nachman is even more mekel. Afilu heichad ikad tohoyim utmeim ba'ahu beis av. Even when in this beis av, there's kahanim tomeim and kahanim tohoyim. And you could just as easily say, Reuven, Mr. Koyin Tahar, do the avodah. You don't have to. Polygram Nachman va'omar avdinami tomeim, even the tomeim could do it. Top line of Zayin Amnav, the chol tumas meis betzibur, rachmona shaya, once you have the roiv tzibur, that's tomei, or it's a carbon tzibur, it's totally murter. Not even that slight preference of going to another kohen in your own base av, that's tar, you don't have to do, according to the second lashon. According to the first lashon, when it's that slight, you still should do it, but going to another base av, that you wouldn't have to do. What are we asking? Second line is Zayinim Ralph. Omer of Sheshes Munah Amin Allah. How do I know? What's my raya that Tuma is the only Dechuya, it's not Hutra? To Tanya, the Braisa says, the Kohen was standing, he was being Makar of the Mincha Soimer. When it Mas Beyoda and the Mincha became Tome in his hand, Oimer Umimim Acher Estachtel. He should tell the other Kehanan that it became Tome and they'll bring other Oimer flour to bring the Mincha Soimer. Vim Insham Elihi, if he doesn't have any other Oimer flour, so he can't, there's nothing else to bring it, then Oimer will tell him, have it Pekech, be smart, ushtroik. And don't be quiet, don't say anything, just be macker of this. Katani Mias, what do we see? The Meister Brysa says, Oimer umivi macher tachtel. That if you would have other Oimer flour, right, you should go tell the Kehanim to bring other Oimer. Zat min lechoyer tzarai, Rav Sheshes is saying, right, tchuyi betzibur. If you're able to do a b'tayra, you should better to do a b'tayra, a kashan of Nachman, because if it's hutra, what's the problem? Just do it, who cares? Reb Nachman, Medina hecha de'ika shirayim la'achila. I'm moided to you in scenarios when there's shirayim la'achila, because even this heter of hutra hibitzibur, that's only a matter, the hakrov of the carbon, the kashrus of the carbon, you know, that has to be brought. But allowing the eating of the carbon, that's not permitted. The Gemara Pesachim, we learned it on the Gemara Pesachim. Therefore, this Minchas HaOmer, which has Shirayim, which are eaten by the Kehanim, because of that, Enechanami, Lechatchili, you should try to, I'm moided to you in that scenario, that you should try to find and do a B'tayra. Meisif at the Gemara, another Kasha, Hoya Makav Minchas Porim Ve'elim U'Kvosim. You're being Makav the Mincha of the Porim, of the Elim of the Kvosim, we'll see in a minute what Kabbarnas we're talking about, when it's Mas Biyodah becomes Tom in his hand, Oymer Mivi Macher Tachteh, you should tell other Kehanim that is Tomei, and they'll bring other bring another Mincha. The Menchem Elohiv, he only has that one, Oymer Meloi, have a Pekech V'Shtoik, they'll tell him, be smart and be quiet and be Makav it as is. Ma'alav, what's the scenario? Porim Elim U'Kvosim the Chag. We're talking about you're bringing the Kabbarnas of the Chag of the Yomtiv. It's the Mincha of those Porim Elim and Kvasim de Chag. Therefore, it's a carbon zebra. If it's a carbon zebra, and yet we still see lechatchil, if you have other minchas here, you should tell them to bring another mincha. Lechora rioter of sheishes. That's only tchulio, not hutra. Lechorab Nachman. Nachman will answer. Loi, no. We're on the middle of Zayinim and Aleph. Purim is paravoy de zora. The case of Purim is the paravoy de zora. Avogav de zebra. Even though it is a carbon zebra, There's no kviyas d'gazman. So now we're learning another criteria for Rav Nachman's hutri b'tzibur is when it's a tzibur, a carbon tzibur, and it's also kvuas man. There's a set time you have to bring it. Rav Nachman said, if there's no set time, I agree. Wait a week until you can bring a b'tayro. Elim be'ela shel Aaron. We're talking about the Isle of Aaron on Yom Kippur. The avagav the kviyas man, even though Taka has a kviyas man, but kivan the yochadu madrinan. It's a carbon yochad, and therefore a carbon yochad. Everyone agrees you have to do b'tayro. And kvasim is bekeves habo im oimer. We're talking about the keves that comes with the oimer. That over there, deika shirayim lachila, where you have shirayim that's going to be eaten. And like we just spoke out 10 lines earlier in the Gemara, when there's shirayim, even the din of hutcher betzibur is only for the hakrova. It's not matter the shirayim lachila. And when you have shirayim lachila, then lachatchila you have to work as best as you could to make it to do it betairo, so that you could eat the shirayim. Ad kan chazora. Oy raysa